She was just 7 years old, the lone survivor of a plane crash that killed her parents, her sister, her cousin. The sheriff said she literally fell out of the sky into a dark hole. They called her survival a miracle. This miracle survivor somehow crawled out of this upside-down wreckage of her dad's plane, dressed only in shorts and a t-shirt, on a winter night. She was shoeless. She had to go through brambles and underbrush. This, what they called remarkable young girl, navigated two embankments, a hill, and a creek bed in the dark. And then, the light. Actually, just a single security light on a house. And when she knocked on that door, a kindly grandfatherly man brought her inside, and then she was safe. And one report said this: he thinks his security light may have been a beacon. Yeah, a beacon for a little girl who had lost so much. But thank God she was alive. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about being a person a lost one will come to. This story got me to thinking about who I need to be for people who've lost so much, whose world has suddenly crashed, who need someone to be a light, a beacon, in an otherwise dark night. Actually, this is what my Jesus said I should be as his follower. It's actually in our word for today from the Word of God in Matthew 5, beginning with verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. Well, in the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. I've been thinking, what does it mean to be a light for people in my personal world? Well, it means being one person they know who is all about their need, not about my own, who has time to listen, who doesn't just ask the obligatory, how you doing, but who asks that second and third question to see if that obligatory fine is really how they're doing. Being a light means being the one who refuses to hear or speak trash talk about anybody, who protects a person's name when they're not in the room, who builds a person up, never tears them down, who says thank you and I'm sorry and I was wrong. It's always treating people, as the Bible says, with gentleness and respect, not turning off the light by making them feel condemned or put down. The light is the person who remembers a person's birthday, who checks on them when they're sick, who's at the hospital or the wedding and the funeral, who drops what I'm doing when they're hurting, who offers to pray with, not just for, but with them when God is needed so much. So I ask myself, do people around me see me as safe, the go-to person when it's dark, when it's lonely? Have I so lived that when they hit a wall, they'll think of me as a safe place to turn? I'll know it's because of the Jesus in me. Am I the light on the porch when people around me are feeling lost? I can be, for one reason. Jesus Christ has been that for me. As a dad who didn't know what to do when there was no money, in the cold chill of that cemetery, when I was spiritually lost with no hope of heaven because of running my life instead of God running it, I found one beacon in my storm, a cross and an empty tomb. It is, by the way, where you will find that same light, that same help, that same forgiveness, that light inside of you. If you've never begun a relationship with Jesus, who changes everything by planting his love and his hope inside you so you can survive any storm, I'd invite you to go to our website and let me walk you through the way you can be sure you belong to him. That's anewstory.com. That's the site, anewstory.com. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. He's kept that promise for me every time. If someone in my personal world is wandering in the dark today, I just pray that they've seen the light in me, because I want them to find their way home.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.